So, how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go, I'm just an Australian girl with the world at her feet, working in public relations and communications, who's learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell you stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us to hopefully inspire or just entertain. But it'll be fun, I promise. On today's episode, I'm talking about manifesting and mindset, and I have a really special guest to join me to talk about that. So what it is and how it can help you achieve success. So let's get started. Welcome everyone back again for another episode. I think I'm up to 25 now, so I'm pretty pumped about that. And it is super close to I go to Europe. So you guys will join me on the Europe journey. In the last fortnight, just a quick highlight, I signed on 2 clients for Content Queen. I am so, so pumped about that. I'm still sober. I'm currently will be drinking on the weekend to come when this podcast comes out. I'm pretty excited to have a drink on the weekend because the beautiful Alyssa, one of my really, really good friends, is coming home from Spain. She's been a podcast guest, but she's home and I'm so excited. Some of the updates from my health perspective, I am currently seeing an osteo about my back and it really, really got me down in the last fortnight, and I haven't really been myself because I haven't been able to gym and all that stuff that I do as a stress reliever, but I've had to find stress relievers in other places and it's been a really big learning experience for me. Just learning about my back and different positions that can really injure your back, like how you sit in the car and on the couch and all that. So I'm feeling a lot better this week. I'm just a lot cautious about it now, which kind of sucks from a mental perspective, but I'll keep you posted on that. Before I get stuck into the guest, I just want to talk about how to make your year better. And I've talked about this in a whole podcast episode, which I'll put the link in the show notes to that. But everybody should start meditating. And, you know, even if it's 5 minutes a day, you can meditate. You can meditate by just sitting with your eyes open and just thinking about being in the present moment, just about working on your breathing. You could think of things you're grateful for. Meditating helps me so much, and so does journaling as well. So if you can't really do meditating for a long period of time, try journaling as well, because that really, really helps me just get in a good mindset. And if you do it in the morning, it really sets out your day. So have a listen to the podcast I did on meditation and the types of different meditations. I also have a blog post on that, so I'll put that in the link in the show notes as well. It really, really helps me a lot, especially when my head's all over the place. You just take 5 minutes, focus on your breaths, and just be in the present moment. And I did an Instagram post on my business page about how I was super stressed on Sunday about everything I had to get done, all the jobs I have to do. I just have 4 jobs currently going at the moment. I was home for the weekend to see everyone before I went to Europe. Had Saturday night, I was out all night, so I didn't really do anything on the business. Come Sunday, I'd already scheduled to go see the movies with Hayley and my mum and Donna, mum's work friend, and I was super stressed, had so much to do. I slept in, I was home late. And on Sunday night, I just thought to myself, take a breath and chill out. I know myself. I know what I am capable of. So I know I can achieve those things. I just stress myself so much about what I have to get done. And then in the end, I'm just like stressing so much that I feel like my quality of work probably drops. My headspace drops off. So meditating is a really good stress reliever and just helps you get back in that mindset and that focus. But I think one of the other key learnings from it is just stop being so hard on yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself when you don't get things exactly done in the exact time that you want it done. Yes, we procrastinate. Everyone procrastinates. You can't beat procrastination. It's, you know, it's impossible, honestly. But as long as you know the tasks you have to set out and planning those and, you know, not setting such a high expectation. And I do it all the time and I'm slowly, slowly learning. Like I didn't get up today at 5 a.m. because I was so tired. I drove home from Gippsland. I got home, got into bed, couldn't sleep because I was so alert from driving home. So when my alarm went off at 5 a.m. and I have so much to do, I just thought to myself, no, I'm just going to go back to sleep. Things can wait. I will get them done. I will get them done on time. I know my capabilities. So, yeah, just start meditating and stop being hard on yourself when you don't get things done. Okay, so let's talk manifesting and mindset. So obviously mindset was massive for me and something I started working on in 2017 when my headspace was not right. And I've spoken about this before. I literally typed into the podcast app for iTunes, Happy, and I stumbled across Happier by Gretchen Rubin. And from that moment on, I practiced mindset. I did yoga. I did meditation, obviously. I've started journaling a lot more. Just getting, you know, learning about myself and what I'm capable of, but also learning about how to get myself in a good frame of mind. And that's my experiences with mindset, just, you know, really developing that. And it's not going to happen overnight. And it's not something that once you've figured it out, you can stop, because it's just personal development is just ongoing. But manifesting, I learned about probably 12 months ago. I was also, you know, fell into a bit of a slump with the winter blues and winter sads. And I watched The Secret, the documentary. And although, you know, it's probably a bit outdated, probably has a lot more to it these days. Things don't, you know, we've got to work hard for things. But I've thought about manifesting and writing things down and really picturing them like I have them. So, you know, that's what manifesting's about. It's, you know, having something already in your hands, whether you've achieved it or not, but also planning how you're going to achieve that. My recent experiences with manifesting was this business and the business that I've achieved, but also clients. You know, I get really stressed at the start of the week, and I have been in the last couple of weeks when I've had the start of week starting off with no jobs, and I've stressed about it, but I've always journaled. Abundance will come, jobs will come, and I truly believe that. And once I believe that, bang, wake up, jobs. I literally started manifesting income into my journals probably. I hadn't quite started the business, but I was, you know, working on it, obviously, and just wrote abundance will come, money will come, jobs will come. I believe that. And literally, I'm not even joking you, the next day I woke up and on my Fiverr account was 5 inquiries, and I signed them all up. One of them ended up being a permanent client of mine. Seriously, not even joking. So I really am a big believer that as soon as I think that I'm not going to get something, I'm not going to get it. And as soon as I think of something and I visualize it, I've always been a visualizer ever since I was really, really little. I've always had a massive imagination and thinking about things that I'll get in life. But sometimes I just pass them off as a thought and go, I'll never get that. But now I'm like, who says I can't? And you know, like I spoke about last podcast episode about, you're the only person that says you can't achieve something. So if you say, you know, for instance, I'm going to get a bad mark on my university assignment, or, you know, I'm going to get in trouble for this, or I'm not going to get the money that I want in my pay rise, or I'm not going to go on a second date with that guy or that girl or whatever it is you're thinking of, then you're not going to get it because you're thinking that you don't have it. If you think that you have something, it'll be there in your hot hands if you work hard for it and if you truly believe it. And that's what I spoke a lot about in last week's episode, which you can go back and listen to. But the whole process of manifesting to me is so interesting. Like, I'm super interested in it. And when I stumbled across Lily Hazel, and she is now a business owner of the brand Lily Hazel, and she is an entrepreneur helping other entrepreneurs manifest their business dreams and their life dreams to help them gain full abundance and success. Now, I found her on a Facebook group, The Own Your Hustle, where she promoted herself, and I was like, yes, a manifestation coach. Amazing. Like, we don't really understand how to begin with manifesting, and we don't really understand the power that it will have. And Ruby Lee, my business inspiration, also did a video on this. I'll post that in the show notes as well. She did like a workshop. I don't know how much longer it's going to be available for, but it's just amazing what you can bring to yourself if you truly believe that you have it. And I think and it's one of those things, you always need to practice it. As soon as you catch yourself thinking you're not going to get something, you need to reverse that. And I think that's what Lily, you know, obviously specializes in. So I would love for you to listen to my interview with Lily, and she's going to share some awesome tips on how we can develop an awesome mindset as well as manifest our wildest dreams. So let's hear what Lily has to say.
So welcome, Lily, to my podcast. Firstly, can you just tell everyone a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So I'm Lily. I'm a business manifestation coach. I basically help women co-create their dream business whether that's coaching or a VA, anything like that, using universal laws. So you might have heard of law of attraction. That's a key one, but there's 11 others that help you create the life of your dreams. And I just help you live a life full of abundance and success through your dream business.
That's awesome. So where did your journey begin in mindset and manifesting?
I think it kind of all really began at university. As you do at uni, watch Netflix a lot, and I came across The Secret.
Yes.
Which is kind of this really big, well, it's a big book, but it turned into a movie, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of introduced me to the law of attraction. I personally didn't love it through there. I was just a bit like, oh, okay, this sounds a bit dodgy. Like,
yeah.
Okay. How can you just believe something and it comes true? So as you do at uni, you study a lot. So I studied it and I understood how it works. And I was like, oh, I could put this into place. And so, yeah, back then I was manifesting the highest grades and getting my dream corporate job as you do at uni.
Yeah.
And it's all changed.
That is so awesome. I actually, yeah, watched The Secret probably a year ago. And it hooked me to begin with. And now that I've read so much on manifesting, I'm like, it's the concept there, but it doesn't really talk about hard work. It just talks about wishing for things. So what makes manifesting and mindset so important for everyone to practice?
I would say it's really important because I'll do the opposite. So if you've got a negative mindset and all you're thinking about is how your business isn't going to be a success, how even if your personal life, you've got a lack of love and you're focused on that, all you're going to attract is the lack of love, the lack of success, because that's all you're thinking about. How can you attract something that you're not thinking about? So if you shift it and your thoughts are all focused on how your business is going to grow, how you're going to attract so many of your ideal clients, that's all you're going to be focused on. That's all you're going to be working towards. And so you'll actually be honest. I don't want to go too woo, but you'll be on a higher frequency. And so you'll start attracting all of these things that you're thinking about, because how else are you going to attract something if you're not thinking about them?
Yeah, for sure. And it was so funny after I watched The Secret, I was like, I'm going to picture a $2 coin. Because, you know, they said picture an item.
Yeah.
I'm going to picture a $2 coin. And if I don't see a $2 coin, I'm just going to think this is all a load of BS. And then it was winter and I went for a walk and I put my big coat on and I put my hand in my pocket and I'm not even joking, there was a $2 coin in there. And I was like, this is weird, because I was thinking about it, I'll see a $2 coin. Yeah. And that kind of shifted my whole mindset, and it's so true. You know, last week I was having a bit of a crappy week and I was like, my back was really sore, slipped a disc in my back. So I've been focusing on this pain of it and it's not going away. And then I try to shift my mindset. I'm like, no, it'll be fine. I'll just do what I normally do. I'm not going to let it get to me. And it's like 70% better than it was last week. And my mindset's changed so much. And it's just so amazing. I don't think people really understand the power of a positive mindset and, you know, really actually truly believing in what you can achieve. And I think it's all around that, having doubt and self-doubt. And I'm sure they're the kinds of things that you probably tell people, don't, you know, have that doubt in yourself, because as soon as you get that doubt, it's all those negative, you know, all that negative mindset comes in, and then you're not going to attract anything.
Yeah. All you're going to be focused on is oh, I can't show up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because that's all you're thinking about. Mm. If you shift it to, today I'm going to talk about XYZ and everyone's going to love it, that's all you're going to be focused on, and you'll just feel more into the positive side of everything.
Yeah, of course. And I find with clients too, if there's been a job that I've done and I'm I'm happy with it, but I send it to them, I bet you they're going to hate it. They don't hate it, but they're come back with all these things, because I've put that in my head that it wasn't good enough. And I think, you know, with business owning, we put so much doubt into it, and that's how, you know, a lot of businesses fail. And that's probably why, you know, people need you in their lives, whether that's with business or, you know, personal life. But I just want to talk about, you know, how should people practice a positive mindset? Like, what's kind of the steps that they can take to help them change, shift from that negative to that positive mindset?
So you can kind of do it a bit like in a simple sense of, say you're thinking about my business will never be a success. You can just go, okay, right, I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm just going to think and say my business is a success.
Mm-hmm.
And it might seem like you're not being honest with yourself, but it builds something inside of you. And so just by simply switching how you say things will help you change into a positive mindset. But I also like doing this technique where on one side of a page, I will write down all my negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that is like my business will never be a success, or it could be people don't trust what I have to say. And then on the other side of the page, you write the opposite. So my business is a success. I show up every day and people love hearing what I have to share. And you could write like 5 to 10, and I do this like 3 times a week. And at the end of it, you just feel into the positive side, because it's so much nicer to feel that way than feeling the opposite side. And you can always just look back at these things and be like, well, what would you rather feel? Like, what actually like generates fire and fuel inside of you? It's going to be going towards your goals and thinking more positively.
Yeah.
And so like this simple technique is just so great in helping like you realize, oh, okay, yeah, I can achieve what I want to achieve.
Yeah, and I think like it probably just takes, you know, like one small thing, whether it's like, you know, someone comments on your post on Instagram, or someone like when, especially in business, you know, someone gives you a really good compliment on your coaching or on your piece of work, to like put that back in, like, oh yeah, like I'm really made to do this. And I think, you know, one of the things, like reflection's probably massive when it comes to that positive mindset and reflecting on all those really good things that you've done. You know, whether that's weekly reflection, monthly reflection. It was funny, like last week I was so down on myself and I actually signed on a new client. I was talking to my mentor about it. I was like, oh yeah, I signed a new client last week. He's like, that's amazing. What? Why are you not like excited about that? I was like, oh, I was just in a bit of a shitty headspace. And he's like, yeah, well, you need to get out of that, because that was like such a good achievement. And then I was like, okay, we need to like obviously acknowledge our successes instead of just always thinking of the negatives. And I think, you know, one of the things that I probably find works really well is thinking about it, like, what would I say to my friend if that happened to them? You know, what would you would be so proud of them, or you would like, you know, talk so positive about their business and be like, oh my god, it feels like, it seems like you're doing so well with it. And I'm just like, oh yeah, like, you know, putting that in your head all the time, because you'd say that to, you know, your friend. So why, you know, why can't you say it to yourself? Which I think, you know, that's a really good one, you know, for people that are super hard on themselves like me.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we put such an importance on testimonials in our businesses, and it's such a key part of like promoting our next programs or our courses, but we don't actually take time to sit and think about like, these people have said some amazing things about what I do.
Mm.
And you should just relish that like feeling you get, rather than just be like, yeah, cool, I've got another testimonial.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll just add it to the list. Like, you should really live into the moment of, I'm doing something that's impacting someone else's business or life.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that comes down to, you know, everything we do. I think, you know, as we as people have, like, obviously we specialize in something because we've got a job that we do and we enjoy doing it, or we're good at it. And then when someone's really fascinated in it and why, and like can't believe, you know, that someone can achieve that, we're like, oh, I do this every day. But they're so amazed with it. Like, you know, it probably, you probably find the same when it comes to like learning about manifesting. Everyone's like, oh my god, like this is so amazing, like such an amazing topic, it's so cool. And you're like, you live and breathe it every day. So it probably, like, after a while you take that, like, you know, glory out of it, and then you don't give yourself, you know, that credit. But I think that's probably a big one too, is you just assume that everyone knows how to do it, or everyone can coach, or everyone can, you know, write or whatever it is. And then we kind of forget that other people think that that's really special.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that at the start of like my business, where I was like, oh yeah, obviously everyone knows about manifestation. I was like, actually, no, they don't. Like, I know a lot and I just assume, and that creates this negative mindset. Whereas if you look at yourself as this knowledge resource that could help other people, you're already thinking so much more positively about yourself rather than just assuming. So yeah, it's such a key twist that people need to take.
Yeah, for sure. So talking about manifesting, you know, we just spoke about it before, but can you just talk a little bit more about, you know, what it is? So like, how could someone actually manifest what their, you know, what they want, what their dreams are? Like, how would someone start this?
Yeah, sure. So I'll start with what like the definition is. So manifestation is when you bring something into your life, your like physical life, that you once thought, felt, believed. There's so many ways you can kind of manifest something from within yourself. Mm-hmm. And as I've said, like you can manifest something every single day. So a quick example would be creating a vision board. So this is quite a common thing people do and they don't realize it's manifestation. Mm-hmm. But where you put your dreams, so like a dream holiday, a dream house, how much you want to earn, onto a vision board so you can see it every day. And by seeing it every day, you're reminding yourself of your goals and what you want to achieve. And by believing that and feeling it, you don't have to say it out loud and tell everyone. But even by believing and feeling, you're telling the universe or a God or whoever you believe in, a higher spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're working towards. That's what you want to get from life. And you'll start like achieving it. Mm. It's crazy because you're like, well, how's just putting a picture on a vision board going to make something come true? Like, how is that going to come into my life? Mm-hmm. But if your vision is a dream house and you see that every day, you're going to be so motivated to work towards that dream like house. And whether that's by starting your own business, whether it's getting promotions at work, anyway, you'll start focusing more on how you can start to afford the dream house, how you can make it actually true in your life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I know, yeah, everyone has a vision board. I had a friend last year that created a vision board and majority of them came true. Like, she had certain pictures of, like, premiership cups because she wanted to win some sporting like premierships, and she did, and like it was in a different way of how she thought it would happen, but you know, she achieved those. I have a vision board and I'm crossing things off all the time. Some of them are like changing a little bit, but for a good reason. Like, my goals are changing because obviously to begin January I didn't think I would be running a business. That was so not in my vision. But it's just so interesting how it's more of that it's in your head all the time and you don't realize how much you're working towards it. And even with I'm going to Europe at the end of this month and I have not made any sacrifices in my life to save for it. I have gone out just as much. I've taken a couple of weeks off drinking, I've taken a fair bit of time off drinking, but I've still spent heaps of money. I've still eaten out, gone out, done things, and I still have enough money to go to Europe. And I'm like, it's because I'm just working towards it, and there's probably bits and pieces where I have saved more than I realize, but I haven't sacrificed anything in my life because I just know I wanted to get there. And it's having that positive mindset. Like, my parents are like, how are you gonna afford that? And I'm like, I'm just gonna do it, like, it'll be fine, it'll work out. And obviously, you know, it's not putting things on credit cards and, like, you know, forgetting that you've got responsibilities. It's actually just working hard and, you know, thinking about planning out that goal. And I think that's where manifesting, people just think it's all like, oh, you don't just think you're going to get something, you actually work towards it, you have a plan. And that's, you know, so do you have any like recommendations for people when it comes to like writing down those plans? Is it just setting out a couple goals for each, or, you know, what do you recommend to help people kind of get closer towards those, that manifesting?
I would say you kind of have to kind of act like you've already got it. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do was really look into how much, so I manifested one of my dream apartments. Mm-hmm. And how I actually went about that was I looked at how much it would cost me and how, like, where I wanted to live, and I got really deep into knowing exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And how I was going to achieve it by looking at my budgets. And it might seem like, oh, you're not manifesting if you're actually looking at all of the details that goes into it. But how I came across my dream apartment was because I thought about it and I knew I was going to live there, but I worked out the details of how much I needed to earn, how much we could afford, how much space we wanted, if we wanted a parking space, if we didn't want a parking space. And all these little like thoughts and actions helps you start making it true, because yeah, as you said, you can't just think of something and get it. In some cases you can, like you did with the coin.
Yeah,
you thought that it was going to appear and it did, but you went in your pocket and you found it. If you didn't go in your pocket, you wouldn't have found it.
Yeah,
and you would have carried on your day. So with like people in their businesses, a goal of yours might be to go on Instagram and do a live. That's quite a scary goal for a lot of people, but you could visualize yourself going live. Yeah. And think about how amazing it would feel with all the direct messages you get after. But the steps you can take beforehand is maybe doing stories and getting your face seen that way to get more comfortable. And then you can also write down little goals of topics that you're going to talk about so you're more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You can also say that you need to do 5 Instagram stories before you do a live, just to build that confidence. And by doing these like little mini steps, you're feeling into the person who would do an Instagram live, rather than just jumping straight into it, getting scared, doing 10 seconds of the Instagram live, and then jumping off because you wasn't preparing yourself.
Yeah, no, that's that, and I think that's really helpful for people that, you know, have these really big visions and they're like, well, I can't just, you know, envision myself. And you know, I think it's really important to also think about that, who that person is to achieve that goal, like what you need to do as a person. And obviously, as your business suggests, it's mindset as well. You know, it's mindset and manifesting. So you need to have that positive mindset. Otherwise, you're just going to manifest all the negativity in your life. So I think that's like goes hand in hand together. And it just really, you know, helps people see, if I don't change my mindset, I'm not going to have those really amazing things in my life. So that's awesome. Like, I think that really kind of simplifies manifesting for people in a way that they don't, you know, I'm really tapping into my spiritual side, but some people don't want to do that. But I think it's, you know, setting out those kind of big ticket manifesting dreams in a way, and then just thinking about the steps you have to take. And, you know, whether that is with business or whether that is with life, I think it's such a powerful tool. And the secret is right in a way that, you know, if everyone knew this, like they could just live the most amazing life. But obviously mindset is really hard to achieve, and that's where you come in to help people build that mindset up. And that doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's what we really struggle with, is like, I want this now. And it's like trying to, you know, tap into that, you know, patient side of us. So, you know, is that something you recommend, like trying to be patient with these kinds of things, and, you know, remembering that even though something might be a roadblock in your way to your goal, it's because it's meant to happen. It's not, you know, is that something you kind of tap into, like that whole patient side of things and developing patience?
I mean, it's more of just being consistent with how you think. So you might get a roadblock, like you said, and yeah, I teach people like these things happen for a reason. You've probably done something or thought something that might have spurred this on. Some cases it is just a random coincidence that things happen, and it might not have been our thoughts and feelings, but it is, you just need to work on being consistent with the positivity.
Yeah.
And with working towards a positive mindset. Otherwise, yeah, you might do it for 3 weeks, but 3 weeks is nothing compared to your entire life.
Of course.
You spent your however many years up to that point thinking negatively. And so 3 weeks isn't going to change your entire mindset to positive. It's baby steps. You need to, like, I think it's like 21 days and you've built a habit. But habits are easily broken if we don't stay consistent with them.
Yeah.
And so by practicing 3 to 5 times a week on getting your mindset shifted from negative to positive will help you just in your everyday life think more positively.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the exercise you said, writing down those negative thoughts and then trying to reverse them, that's like an amazing practice, because that's just switching your brain and getting things down on paper, I always find helps a lot. So that's why journaling, I guess, such a powerful tool for your clients to do, you know, and you've spoken about journaling so much. And I think that's what people need to start doing, whether it's for your personal life or your business. Like, you just need to get things down on paper, because you don't understand what's eating up inside until you actually write it down. So I really love that negative, positive, you know, spin on an exercise. I'm going to definitely try that. So what is a quote that you live by?
Oh, okay. I'm quite rubbish with quotes because I never know who says them.
Oh, that's fine. But I never
either. I've got that is, we all have the same 24 hours. So the clock is ticking, and so we can't wait for that perfect time to come around. We just have to accept the moment and live in the moment, really.
Yeah. I love that. It was quite
interesting about the whole 24 hours thing, because that is true. Like, we all have the same amount of time, so we can't compare ourselves to the people who are six-figure earners, because they've had the same amount of time we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just need to accept that and work on ourselves.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, so true. We all have, and then I think it's just, you know, like you said, that mindset. They obviously have a different mindset to you. So it's just like shifting that mindset. And, you know, I've listened to so many podcasts where they're like, personal development is not like a, once you've got it, you've got it. It's like constant. You've got to constantly work on it. It's one of those things that you're never going to be amazing at it, because you're never going to achieve it to the point where you'll never have to do it again. Like, you'll never have to work on it. It's just like anything, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, and we always have like new goals. Like, we'll reach one goal and go, great, what's the next one? Mm. And so you can't just expect that everything you've worked on, like with your mindset, is just gonna continue. If you stop practicing it, you just need to continue it to match your next goal that you've got.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense. So what is next for you and your journey as being a business manifestation coach?
Okay, so probably in the, like, I'd say in the next couple of months, I'm opening up my one-to-one coaching. At the moment, awesome. I've got like a beta round going on, so I have a couple of girls in there who we're just testing the waters. So that's really exciting.
That's awesome.
So the next couple of months, it's like my one-to-one coaching, but I have big goals of, like, it's quite scary to me at the moment, but I'd love to get on stage and talk about manifestation and mindset. And that's like the, I don't know, 5-year journey. I have no idea, just when it comes.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. Like, you could teach so many people, because, you know, like, I've only discovered this for the last 12 months. It's like, imagine if people have known this all their lives, like how much you can actually achieve. And if, like, there's someone like you to deliver that and have the knowledge about it, like, I think it's just so powerful. Okay, so how can people find you? So people want to reach out, follow you on Instagram, just plug your socials and your website.
I love this. So my website's lilyhazel.com, Hazel's H-A-Z-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
And then same on Instagram, but it's _ Lily Hazel. And, yeah, I'm only on them platforms. I'm hoping to start a podcast by the end of this week. That's my goal.
Awesome.
But, yeah, so definitely keep an eye out on my for
that. Yeah, no, that would be awesome. And your Instagram is so cool. There's just so many, like, different educational pieces on manifesting, and then that story that you posted with all, like, the different numbers and what they mean. And
the angel numbers.
Yeah, I had 333, and I have no joke seen it so many times. You have no idea. It's so bizarre. And it's like I'm manifesting that number as well, because I want that to come to me, like, you know, it's like about trusting the universe or whatever it was. But it was so relevant to me at the time. So now I'm like always seeing it. And I think, like, things like that always give you, like, hope. You know, we're always like, show me a sign. Like, I just need to see a sign that things are going right. And those kinds of things, because, you know, it's in your head the whole time. You're going to look for it, and then it gives you that positive mindset. And then you just continue to go. Because, like you said, it's all about consistency. If you're not consistent with something, like, it's really hard to achieve that. And I think I've literally discovered that that's probably one of the key to life is consistency.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, before I could easily procrastinate and just put off the task. But you see results when you're consistent. So
yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and can't wait to listen to your podcast, and I'm sure we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you.
How amazing was Lily? And, you know, I just can't wait to see her business grow and develop, and you guys should all follow her and take in her tips and tricks on manifesting, because you can absolutely have the life you deserve. So before I go, I just want to leave you with a small and simple quote: is you are what you manifest. And obviously it's what Lily spoke about and what I have been speaking about. It's if you believe it, it'll happen, and that's whether it's good or bad. So if you say you can't, well, you can't. If you say you can, well, you can. And that's goes with everything you do in life. So it's you are what you manifest. If you manifest a bad, you know, you think of yourself in a bad light, well, you're going to be in that bad light. So just have positive thoughts and you will manifest positive things. And that's all I have time for in this episode. But before I sign off, don't forget to love yourself. And if you love yourself, you'll manifest other people to love you. And I will talk to you next fortnight, which I think is the episode right before I go to Europe. Another example of manifesting is Ruby Lee will be joining my podcast. I have scheduled in an interview with her. I am so, so super excited. I legit wanted her on my podcast from the beginning of this year, and I wrote it down that she was going to be a podcast guest this year. And guess what? She will be on my next episode. So join me then. It'll be so much fun. I hope you got something out of today's show. And if you like it, do not forget to please tell your amazing friends. You can do this by sharing this podcast episode on your stories and tagging me at @MariahMcInnes_ or @ContentQueen_Mariah. I would love to hear what you say about the show. And if you could leave a rate and review on iTunes, it'll seriously go a long way into helping me develop this show so that other people can hear my message, that I can help inform and educate. And I know you guys love informing and educating others, so please help me to help others. Also, you can find more about the show by clicking on the link in the description. It'll take you to the show notes. You can also add me at my Instagram pages @MariahMcInnes_ and my business page @ContentQueen_Mariah. You'll see all of the Euro updates on there, so please, please follow me, because you we'll get to have some super cool travel inspiration, as well as if you're a business owner, how to travel and own a business. And if you have any questions, please message me on those Instagram pages, or you can email me at Mariah_McInnes22@outlook.com, and I will talk to you in the next fortnight. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode.